Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We bring him in now, Seth Evan, our National Baseball Insider. And Seth, we went from thinking, okay, it's wild card only at best, to they now have a legitimate shot at winning the division with the easier schedule, and still the Cubs and the Cardinals beating the hell out of one another. So cross your fingers and get ready for a hell of a ride. This is fun. I had said earlier today, this is a blast, isn't it?
It's been a blast, and the one thing I just caution and say, nothing's been won yet. So, and this is not the week to start saying, can they? Yes, they can. And this is not the week to say, yeah, but our pitching's not as good. Doesn't matter.
Right.
At this point in the season, you don't have to be good. You just have to win and find ways to win. And as long as you can do that, you're in great position. Yes, this is going to be a heck of a week.
This is the next 11 games. The Cubs and the Cardinals have seven left between those two teams.
Right.
History, if it were to repeat itself, the Cardinals are, or the Cubs are up a couple of games in the division series between them. So maybe the Cubs knock the Cardinals off a couple of extra times if the Brewers continue to win. How exciting would it be to have a three-way tie for the top spot in the division?
Oh, it'd be great, because it wouldn't be that there would, one of those three teams would not have the wild card as long as Washington wins. See, that's the trick for the whole thing, because the difference here is, are all three of the central teams going to be in the postseason in some capacity, or does Washington get one of those spots? And then the Cubs and Cardinals are realizing that the loser of the head-to-head between those two teams is probably out as long as Milwaukee keeps winning.
Mm-hmm.
So the coolest thing about it is the Brewers could go literally from being out of the playoffs to a division winner. And in that case, then you're playing Atlanta in a five-game series and not having to see Scherzer in a wild card game.
Right.
That's crazy.
Hey, when you look at these three teams and you talked about, well, it's not about pitching, it's about winning games. I completely agree.
No. It's not about being good. What I mean is, it is about pitching. It comes down to pitching. What it's not about is, you have to make sure this is not about batting average. This is not about ERAs. This is not about innings limits. This is literally just show up and win. And I don't care how you do it. And I want to give Craig Counsell a lot of credit about that, because even though this Milwaukee team is not as good as last year's team, they don't have that mentality. This is not about who got hurt in September, who got hurt in April. It's not about that. What this is now about is short-term memories. And Craig Counsell really preaches that, and he does a great job with that.
Answer me this. I talked about this a little bit earlier today. Craig Counsell makes, on average, 4 or 5 moves per game. Over a span of 162 games, you're talking close to 700 and plus moves throughout the season. Has anybody ever looked at the percentage of correct moves? The way is sabermetrically, numerically, statistically spoken as we are now, has anybody looked at the impact of percentage move-wise by a manager as to what actually impacts the game in a negative or a positive light?
Well, you're not going to like my answer, and moreover, Brewer fans are not going to like my answer.
Sure.
Because my judge, the way that I like to say, is I'd love to know how many moves, and the only way to know this is to have complete autonomy with counsel, how many moves are actually counsels.
Okay.
There were two instances, not with Milwaukee. Let me tell you, there were two instances, the last week in May and the middle of either June or July, when Dave Martinez with the Nationals and Mickey Callaway did literally everything to get fired. And no managers were fired this year. And the reason is, and if you think about it, and I asked a scout, I said, how did Dave Martinez survive that? They were playing awful, and there was infighting, they were yelling at each other. And he said Dave Martinez was doing everything the organization asked him to do to the letter. So why would you fire Dave Martinez? He's the employee of the year. So I laughed because the same thing. Then Callaway, remember Callaway got into a shouting match with a reporter?
Right.
And he said, come on, how do you not fire him now? And they said, he's doing exactly the same thing, exactly what their GM wanted. And that's funny. So whenever if we're not going to punish managers for doing ridiculous things and having bad situations, how do you praise managers? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not going to judge Bruce Bochy or Terry Francona on a different level. Everybody's been asking me, who's manager of the year, right? How is Rocco Baldelli not manager of the year in Minnesota? What did Rocco Baldelli do? And to the same extent, if Rocco Baldelli is managing the Phillies and crazy Gabe Kapler is managing the Twins, is Gabe Kapler manager of the year?
Correct.
I don't know. We're devaluing the managers, and that's why I can't look at Council the same way. What I love about Craig Council is that what his September-October mentality that he puts this team in, this devil-may-care, everybody's against us, we take on the world mentality, and I don't know how he does that because I don't think it's a pep talk, but whatever he does, the mentality of the Brewers has been flawless in October. Now, they are not the best team, so I'm not going to sit here and start saying they're going to win the World Series.
No.
But last year we said the same thing, and look how far they got.
Right.
So, to me, it's the same exact thing. And that's where Craig Council, to me, makes his money.
Okay. Now, this is another area that I brought up earlier today, and I took some flack for it from people on Twitter and an email. Okay. One of the things you cannot equate is, and I know it drives people crazy, is clubhouse. You keep hearing about how guys in the clubhouse, after Christian Yelich went down, focus, he had protected guys in the lineup, you kind of relied upon him, and now you're getting a different hero every night. Last night I saw them actually manufacture a run. They bunted, dropped a guy from second to third, fly ball brings him in. I haven't seen them do that in a long time. So things are clicking in the right direction because they're doing things a little bit different. But is there, do you believe, clubhouse chemistry, the guys you play with, the guys you play for, the manager you play, all that kind of stuff, is there legitimately something to that?
I'll meet you halfway. Yes, there is something to it, but it's not as a collective team. I think chemistry in baseball is the most overrated thing. I have told you before.
I know you do.
I believe in chemistry in football. I believe in chemistry in basketball. I think in baseball, if a shortstop and a second baseman hate each other, they both know how to do their job, they're going to turn a double play. It doesn't make a difference. What I think it has done is it has inspired guys, and I think the Braun home run over the weekend was a perfect example of there's nobody that's going to bail us out. So, yes, everything you said is accurate, but it happens on an individual basis. I loved when Braun told everybody that he was wearing Yelich's jersey underneath his jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really sharp. I thought it was hysterical that story came out the same day MLB ruled that the Mets couldn't honor 9/11 victims.
Oh, jeez.
But Christian Yelich can wear two jerseys.
Right.
But Ryan Braun can wear two jerseys. That's fine. The argument from my standpoint has been it's in the individual at bat. Because I have asked hitters before, and I have said, what are you thinking about when it's a 2-1 count and you have a runner on second? Now, granted, these kind of conversations happened 10 years ago, so the sport's been changed. But the reality of it is that he is on an island, and he's not wearing a jersey of a team. It's about the name on the back. And so what happens is, when Christian Yelich goes down, each guy says, you know what, this is how legends are made. Robin Ventura is not a great player. What was not a great player. Robin Ventura is a postseason hero because he has gotten key hits at the right time. And that's what this Brewers team is doing. They are all stepping up, and each one of them has decided they're taking it upon themselves to become the hero. And does that mean they are swinging at pitches that they were normally laying off because Christian Yelich is hitting behind them? That's only each player has to answer that.
Yeah, good point. Seth, always a pleasure. It's going to be exciting. If they continue to stay white hot like this, by the time you and I talk next, they may be division leaders before it's all said and done, so we'll cross our fingers.
Well, how about this? Whatever day, if and when the day happens where they have sole possession of first place, I don't care if it's a Wednesday or not, I'm calling in.
Do it. Be glad to talk Brewers baseball if they take over the top spot in the division. Hell yeah, man, we'll do that. All right?
Done.
All right, buddy.
I got money on the game.
You're the man. Yeah. Talk to you. There you go. Seth Evans, our National Baseball Insider, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.